With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Congress about to take a closer look at what has proven to be a controversial attack on a suspected U.S.-bound drug-running boat in the Caribbean.
U.S. forces carried out a follow-up strike. The sources say the rationale was to sink the vessel. On Tuesday, Pete Hegseth said,
a couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision, to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
That commander, Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley, is expected to discuss the strike at a classified congressional briefing today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says his decision to eliminate unrealistic Biden fuel efficiency standards for new cars and trucks will cut at least $1,000 from the price of a new vehicle. Russian President Vladimir Putin insisting that some proposals in a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine are unacceptable to the Kremlin. That suggests that a deal is still some way off, despite intense diplomacy by American envoys. A genuine American hero of yesteryear has passed away.
Decorated Native American veteran Charles Shea has died at the age of 101 in France. Shea was a 19-year-old Army medic when he landed on Omaha Beach in Normandy on D-Day in 1944.
Well, I guess I was prepared to give my life if I had to. Fortunately, I did not have to.
Shea was from the Penobscot tribe, from Indian Island in Maine, and was awarded the Silver Star for repeatedly plunging into the sea and carrying critically wounded soldiers to relative safety. Charles Shea had been living in France since 2018, not far from the shores of Normandy. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 48 points. This is SRN News. A leading pastor issues a warning.
Jack Hibbs heads California's Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and he says the surge in anti-Semitism seen around the world is a sign of the end times. Hibbs tells CBN, quote, "The Bible tells both in Ezekiel and in Zechariah that in the last days the world will turn against Israel." He goes on to predict that President Trump's peace plan for Gaza will fail as a preamble to the rise of the Antichrist. Other leading pastors have somewhat different interpretations of end times verses. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Tech University system is restricting how faculty discuss sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation in classrooms. Chancellor Brandon Crichton has also introduced a process for professors to have their course content approved by the Board of Regents if it touches any of those topics. The chancellor says the goal is to provide clarity, consistency, and guardrails that protect academic excellence. This is SRN News. Lawsuits have been filed in connection with a Kentucky aviation accident.
A deadly UPS cargo plane crash in Kentucky stemmed from the corporate choices that favored profits over safety. That's according to an attorney who filed two wrongful death lawsuits Wednesday, which alleged the company kept flying older aircraft without increasing maintenance beyond what's regularly scheduled. Last month's fiery crash happened during takeoff after the plane's left engine detached and cracks were later found where the engine connected to the wing. The lawsuit also names General Electric, which made the plane's engine. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Later today at the White House, President Trump will be hosting the Congolese and Rwandan presidents. It will be a peace agreement signing ceremony. The deal is aimed at ending a long-running bloodshed in eastern Congo. The White House says this is an historic agreement. More details, SRNNews.com.